Air is a scarce commodity in light of the fact that it has alternative uses. Not all goods, on the other hand, confront us with such decisions. Free goods are ones for which the decision of one use does not require that we surrender another. One example of free goods is gravity. The way that gravity holds you to the earth does not imply that your neighbor is compelled to float up into space. One individual's utilization of gravity is not a different option for someone else's utilization. There are relatively few free goods. Space, for example, was classed as free goods when the main use we made of it was to look at it. Now, our utilization of space has come to the point where one use can be an alternative option for another. In this manner, even parts of space are scarce. Space will, without a doubt, turn out to be all the scarcer as we find better approaches to utilize it. Scarcity portrays, for all intents and purposes, everything. Thusly, the extent of economics is broad, to be sure. Scarcity and fundamental economic questions. The decisions we confront as a consequence of scarcity raise three arrangements of issues. Each economy must answer the following questions. What ought to be delivered? Utilizing the economy's scarce assets to deliver one thing requires surrendering another. Providing better education